Next on Beyond the Headlines, there's a very intriguing event set for next Saturday here in Reno. It's Independent Heritage, Nevada's Festival of Art and Ideas. The headliner for the fest is renowned author Pinckney Benedict. The Independent Heritage Festival was conceived by my guest Caleb Cage. Caleb is Nevada's Director of Military and Veterans Affairs and founder of the Green Zone Initiative and thegreenzonenetwork.org. It's an online place where veterans and community members can connect with each other to find or provide services for Nevada vets. The theme of the Independent Heritage Festival is Why We Serve. Student veteran leaders from UNR, Truckee Meadows Community College, and Western Nevada College invite you to come learn new ideas and ways to serve our community. Caleb Cage, welcome to KUNR. It's good to see you.
It's great to be back, Nana. Thank you very much.
We've got something exciting happening on the UNR campus. It's the Independent Heritage Festival, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Joe Crowley Student Union on Saturday, October 25th. Caleb, you've chosen some excellent speakers. Give us like a thumbnail sketch of who's going to be talking.
So the purpose of the event is for the student veteran leaders to encourage community members to be creative about leadership and service within the community. And so we begin with recognizing or actually providing an opportunity for three community service organizations, nonprofits within the community. And they are Friends in Service Helping from Carson City, Women and Children's Center of the Sierra, and Sierra Nevada Journeys, which is an education nonprofit here in Reno as well. And each one of those organizations is going to be able to give their pitch. I think it's an 8 to 10 minute pitch on what they do and why what they do is valuable to the community. Again, these aren't military or veteran service providers, but general service providers or specific to their fields in the civilian community. And then the audience will take the opportunity to vote and select which one that they think did the best presentation or provides the great service or they like the best or they're related to or whatever their reason for voting might be. And that'll be the service, the community service, community engagement, community leadership portion. And then we'll move into the ideas portion, which is where Cindy Ortiz Gustafson will talk about ideas on the ground, this idea of creativity, leadership, and engagement at the local level for systems change. I will talk about narratives of service and how we should understand service of other people. And then Pinckney Benedict will be the arts portion. So it's an arts and ideas festival, and he'll be talking about the ideas of objects in literature, and he'll close it out. So we have a full program going till 5, but I have to say we'll probably end it a little bit before that. The whole program's for about 3 hours.
Now, this event is not only for veterans, but it's also for all people in the community to come and figure out how we can do a better job of serving our community, not just veterans, but the whole community at large.
It's exactly right, right? This is veterans trying to lead the community in a discussion about general service, right? So it's not, it's flipping the script on its head. The traditional script is, you're a veteran, how can we serve you? And these veterans have said, no, we want to serve our community. Just like the service organizations we talked about have served their community as well. We want to serve the community, but we want to do it in a holistic approach. We want to bring everybody to the table, and this is their first attempt at doing that, of many more, we hope.
Oh, I hope so, too. We're talking with Caleb Cage. He's the Director of Military and Veterans Affairs at the Office of Governor Brian Sandoval, founder of the Green Zone Initiative, and also, along with student vets from UNR, TMCC, and Western Nevada College, have put together a wonderful event on the 25th. It's a Saturday, the Independent Heritage Festival here at UNR. Now, let's talk about who's going to be speaking, because you've got some fascinating speakers coming for the Independent Heritage Festival. Throughout your career, Caleb, you've used literature to help with all types of psychological, sociological issues, not only with veterans, but with Nevadans. I like the fact that you've taken literature and applied it to this scenario. You've got a couple of great authors, yourself included. One of them is Pinckney Benedict. He's the author of a book called Home of the Brave, Stories in Uniform. Now, he's a literary figure, and he's coming to talk about service and veterans. Why did you pick this gentleman?
So Pinckney is not a veteran, and so we thought it was important to have not a veteran, a civilian, as the headliner for this event, because that's what we're trying to do. It's by veterans, but as you pointed out earlier, it's for the broader community. It's about service in general. It's about ideas. That's why it's an arts and ideas festival. Pinckney is a tremendous national writer. He is one of the great literary figures, if I may be so bold. And he's also participated in some veteran literary events. We had the Veterans Writing Conference down in Las Vegas about a year and a half ago, and he was one of the writers who wrote for that or spoke for that. So he's been a friend of Nevada and Nevada veterans, even though he's from West Virginia and lives in Illinois now, for some time. So he'll be speaking on the power of ideas and how powerful ideas can be when they reflect reality. He's got a fascinating talk I've heard him give before, and I think it's perfect for here. What are the ideas of objects in literature, and how do they react, or how do they reflect sound ideas in reality as well?
Interesting, interesting. Also speaking at the event on the 25th, Cindy Ortiz Gustafson, Ideas on the Ground, Creating Change Through Leadership, Service, and Strategy. I like this.
So Cindy is also non-military, but she is the strategist behind the Green Zone Initiative. She is the private partner in our public-private partnership that makes up the Green Zone Initiative, who really did the deep dive, the research, all of the hard work. I'm biased, of course, but one of the best public strategists in the state. She's worked on homelessness issues and child welfare issues in the state. She's done huge systems change projects in the state, and the Green Zone Initiative is one of them. And so she'll be talking about ideas on the ground, like boots on the ground in military terminology, but ideas on the ground and how it takes leadership, it takes ideas and creativity, and most important, perhaps, getting your hands dirty, actually making those relationships, working with partners, and building a collaborating effort at the ground level.
And for veterans and anyone who wants to connect with their community, everybody should be interested in how to do more and to get their hands dirty, so to speak, in improving their community.
Absolutely. The model we've applied for the Green Zone Initiative is a model that it's a collective impact model. It's a model that can be applied to any systems change work, which is very important.
I encourage everybody to come to the event on the 25th. There's a lot of great information here. Now, you were speaking as well, Caleb S. Cage, The Service of Others, Aligning Narratives with Reality. That's, I think, the biggest problem when people decide they want to help. They have this narrative or this idea of what they're going to be doing, and then they're faced with the reality. How do you combine those two or make those two mesh so that you can actually get something done?
Well, you absolutely nailed it. I'm glad our title evoked that, because I was a little worried that it was too vague. There are many narratives about military service right now that come from the military public, from the well-meaning civilian public, from everywhere. And sometimes those narratives are positive, sometimes they're negative, sometimes they're accurate, and sometimes they're not. My argument will be that the narratives are general, but the experience is very particular. Everybody who's served, whether that's serving in the military or serving in the community, has a different reason why, has different expectations for what they're doing, and has different outcomes for what they're doing, and that we shouldn't take that broad brush approach and apply it to all veterans or all people who are serving.
This is going to be fascinating. Once again, the event is happening on the 25th. It's a Saturday from 1 to 5:30 at the Joe Crowley Student Union Theater here on the UNR campus. Admission is free. Now, Caleb, if people want more information or if they want to know how they can help veterans, where do they go?
So they can go online to ihfnv.weebly.com. That's ihfnv.weebly.com. Or they could go to thegreenzonenetwork.org, greenzonenetwork.org.
Caleb, thank you very much for your service to our veterans and all of our community, for helping us to become more engaged in service in our communities. I really appreciate you coming on and letting us know about this Heritage Festival. I think it's important for us to learn how to engage with veterans and everybody in our community to help make it a better place to live. And I'm very pleased that you've done this Green Zone Initiative for Nevada. I think that it's something that can go to any state in the nation and would be beneficial for all communities. Thanks so much.
Thank you.